Yes, greetings once again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We are joining again once again here this day and looking for the blessings of God as we seek Him and serve Him, and as we look to His Word for truth and direction, and discernment. And I just I want to continue with our look here at the New Testament commands. We haven't really gotten to that yet, but we've kind of prepared the way so we can take a look at some of the commandments in the New Testament. But before we go there, I just wanted to give you a little reminder today that you are able to dial into a live Saturday morning Bible study. I think many of you already know this, but I'm going to give you some information here. So if you have a pen and paper, you could write this down. But I'd like to just give you the information for the Bible study that would be live. You can dial in, and if you have questions, you feel free to ask questions. You may participate in this after the first part of the message there. Then there's a time of sharing. It is 7:30 Eastern time, and the number is, and I'll repeat this number, but the number is 1-218-862-1300. And again, that number is 1-218-862-1300. And you'll have an ID number there that is 525-819. That is 525-819. And so hopefully you'll join in those, and I'm sure you'll be blessed. But today, I'd like to just look at some of the commands. We've been talking about this a little bit already, but I'd like to just look up some of these scriptures that tell us they are commands. Now, commands are very strong, as you know. The word command is very strong. And as we look at these scriptures, it by no means is the entire commandments of the scriptures. These are ones that I just looked up that have the word command or commandment with it. Now, there's lots of different scriptures that will give us direction and it will give us instruction that don't have the word commandment with it, but they're very, very powerful anyways. They're words to live by, and it's instruction that we need to follow God in Christ Jesus. But I just wanted to look at some of these that specifically had commandment there and this strong idea behind it, and I think you'll see that they all tie together. But first of all, let's ask ourselves the question, are there any New Testament commandments? And we've asked that already, and we know, of course, that there are some New Testament commandments. And what are they? And so let's go look at some of the scripture, and I encourage you, please take your Bible and look for yourself. Find these commandments and other instructions in the scriptures. But here's a few, and we'll just take a look at them, and then we'll comment somewhat afterwards here. John chapter 13, and I'm going to be reading a couple of verses here, 34 and 35. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So we see here that Jesus is giving, and you notice he says, "I'm giving you a new commandment." Now, we're going to see that this is not, that loving one another is not actually a new commandment, but the new commandment is, and he says it here, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, Christ has come, and he has loved his disciples. They have seen that, and they're going to see even a greater display of love. He's going to lay down his life. He's going to give his life for them and for you and for me. And he's saying here, "You've seen me do it. Now I'm giving you this new commandment. You love one another as I have loved you." This was speaking to them. They understood some of this, not the fullness, but they understood what he's saying. He gives them a new commandment. And then he says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." It's a powerful signal that we give to the world. All men will know we're his disciples. We have love one to another. And this is a commandment that Jesus has given us. In the same book, John chapter 14, let's look at verse 21. It says, this is Jesus still speaking here. And he says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. He will show us who he is if we are seeking him and keeping his commandments, and if we love him. It all ties together. Now I'm going to skip down to 23 here. And Jesus answered, said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So you see here, Jesus is saying, here's how you'll know. If you love me, you're going to keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Quite some incredible promises we have here from God. Now, you might just be asking yourself, how can I love God? How do I get to love him as he loved his disciples? And I think it's pretty simple. The way we get to love someone is we get to know them. We spend time with them. As we do, we will love him because he is pure and he is the Son of God. We'll love him if we spend time with him because he is worthy of worship and honor and praise. And I believe that if we spend time with him, we will love him. And we ask God to give us a heart that is longing for him. I'd like to turn now to the book of Romans, chapter 13. I'm going to read 7 through 10. And again, you can go back and read these, and I hope that you do, actually. You'll be blessed by that. Romans 13, 7. Render, therefore, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Now this is interesting. Here we have the foundation of walking in the law and commandments of God. It's love. It's the fulfilling. And we'll see that this was also mentioned in other scripture, and Jesus himself says it too. Here we are fulfilling the law when we love our neighbor as ourselves. Ephesians, I'm going to turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'll read a few verses out of this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You notice here that he is acknowledging and qualifying that this is the fifth commandment here, and that has not gone away. That is still very much in place. And he's qualifying here. And then he says in verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou may livest long on the earth, which is what God told his people. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. God has given us commandment here. Fathers, here's a strong commandment for us. We need to train up our children. We need to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We need to teach them these things that we're talking about today. Love. We need to love each other, love our neighbor as ourselves. Now I'd like to also turn to back to Matthew chapter 22. And let's just take a look here as we kind of cap this. And we're just looking at a few today. And Lord willing, we'll look at a few more tomorrow. Matthew 22. And I'd like to look at verse 36. And again, Jesus is speaking after somebody is asking him a question. And here's the question. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I know we've read this, but I think it's worthy to read again and again and again and again. Jesus is simply saying, these are the first two steps that you must take. You know, before a child learns to walk, the child crawls first. And this is no different. When we are going to experience a Christian life, we must put these two first. And it's like the hinge that all of everything else hinges off of, that we are to love God with all of our heart, and we're to love our neighbor even as ourself. And Jesus said it here, that on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, don't try to start somewhere else to walk in the law and commandments of God. You need to start right here. These two are the hinges that open the door for us to walk in a life of victory in being a Christian, which is Christ-like. We're to love, even as Jesus loved his disciples and he loves us. That's the way he's called us to love. Now that's a high calling, and I understand we struggle with that because we are human beings and we have some feelings and emotions that ride pretty high, and we struggle with these things. And I believe that Jesus has set this forth to us so that we can know and understand we need some help. We can't do this on our own. How can we love our neighbor as ourselves? And Jesus even mentions about loving our enemies. And I know we've talked about this before, and it is just truly impossible for you and I to love our enemies. It's natural for us to hate and have feelings that aren't good towards somebody that is our enemy. Jesus said, love them. And I truly believe that there is no way we can do that unless we have the life of Christ in us to make that a possibility. Otherwise, it just can't happen. We can't meditate day and night thinking, okay, today I'm going to love my enemy. Today I'm going to be kind to those that are being hateful to me. And we can try some of that, but deep down inside, it's not the love there. It may be something of a cover-up, but the love has to come from God. He's the one that gives it to us. He's the one that fulfills that in us. And I believe he wants to do that work in us today. And the world's going to see, hey, these are disciples of Jesus Christ. He said that. He said that they'll know. And so let us, as we think on these things, let us pray to God and ask for him to help us and to give us strength and courage that we might truly follow his commandments and to love him with all of our heart. Well, God bless you today as you meditate on these things.